By today's standards, very few of us, I'm willing to guess, would want to be labeled as a radical person. The word radical has all kinds of negative connotations in the year 2015, being fanatical, being an extremist, all those types of things. But in the truest sense of the word radical, Jesus was radical. What does that word mean? That word radical literally means to get back to the roots. That's where we get a word like radish. A radish is a root. So when we say that somebody is a radical in its purest, most truest form, what we're saying is there's somebody who knows how to get back to the roots. One of the ways in which Jesus was a radical was in the understanding of what does it mean to be part of God's family? What does it mean to be part of the people of God? We know how the Israelites would have answered that question, right? It means you're an Israelite. What does it mean to be a person of God, part of God's family? You're part of the chosen people of God. But we know one of the chief things that Jesus did was he expanded that understanding. One of the chief things that somebody like St. Paul did was what? To say that to be part of God's people does not mean you have to be part of the Jewish family. You could be a Gentile. And that's why St. Paul was the apostle of the Gentiles. So, what are the prerequisites, if you will, of being part of this new family of God that Jesus was expanding? If you combine yesterday's gospel and the Feast of St. Matthew and today's gospel, you get two, like I said, prerequisites of what it means to be part of God's family. Yesterday, in the call of Matthew, what was one of the things that Jesus said? He said this, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Those who are sick, those who are well, excuse me, do not need a physician. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. One of the chief prerequisites of being a Christian is to simply recognize I'm a sinner, that I'm broken, that I'm in need of healing, I'm in need of forgiveness, that I'm not righteous on my own. That comes through God. One of the primary identities we have as God's new family is to say, I'm a sinner. But then in today's gospel, when Jesus is there and his mother and brothers are trying to get in, what does this gospel reveal to us? That doing God's will is a second prerequisite of this new family of God. That has nothing to do with status. Even though his mother and many of his brothers were part of the Jewish people, even though they were related to him by blood in some sense, that meant nothing if they weren't doing God's will. So, do we meet that two criterion of this new family of God that Jesus is, in a sense, introducing? Namely, do we recognize, yes, I'm a sinner? And secondly, are we open to doing God's will? Is that our primary goal each day? If we can say yes to both those things, then we're following a pretty radical God.